Welcome back to Coast. Charles Upton back with us. He was last on with me about 9 years ago when we talked about his work, Vectors of the Counter-Initiation. His new work is called The Alien Disclosure Deception, and we're going to jump right into it in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Charles Upton with us, of course. He is an author, social critic, and lifelong student of traditional metaphysical and comparative religion, as well as a veteran of the counterculture of the 60s and 70s. Matter of fact, he wrote a book on the Antichrist back in 2001. He discovered the traditional metaphysics of the traditionalist school, where some of the teachings reflect that the erosion of the energy barrier between the material plane and the world of psychic forces could signal the end of times. He was last with me, as I mentioned, back in 2012. Charles, welcome back. 9 years, way too long.
Yeah, it's been a very strange 9 years.
How have you been?
Well, I've been okay. I mean, I'm just sitting here now. I'm now in Lexington, Kentucky. I guess I was in Lexington, Kentucky then, but, now I'm more in Lexington, Kentucky. I'm used to being here. Yeah, my California background is fading away, so...
I used to have a couple racehorses and would go down to the Red Mile every once in a while.
Oh, yeah. It's right up the road, right?
Lexington's a beautiful town. Beautiful town, indeed. And your new work is fantastic, The Alien Disclosure. Tell us a little bit more about you, Charles, to the new listeners who don't remember you from 9 years ago.
Well, I mean, wow. I mean, what you said, which, was partly quoting from something I wrote in the book description, is about right. I've been around the block.
Yep.
I mean, I was 73 years old. I went through the psychedelic counterculture. I went through, peace activism. I went through New Age. I went through, the discovering traditionalist spirituality, which sort of took all of the formless spirituality of the counterculture and, put it into order, got rid of the crap, went for the heart and sort of made it more stable. And, but one of the things I've been doing since then, I'm a practicing Muslim, so got involved in something called the Covenants Initiative, which I and one other guy, Dr. John Andrew Morrow, founded in 2013. He, with his incredible scholarship, rediscovered pretty much the treaties or covenants that the Prophet Muhammad made with Christians and other groups of his time, and they all say, it is forbidden for Muslims to attack or rob or damage the buildings of or kill or oppress peaceful Christians who are living in peace with Islam. And if a church falls into disrepair, it would be a good thing for Muslims to help the Christians rebuild it. And Muslims are not to prevent their Christian wives from going to church. And these are documented and authenticated as coming right from Muhammad. So as ISIS was coming forward, this research was coming forward, and I think it arguably is the greatest ideological challenge to ISIS and terrorists like them that we have. So that was quite an experience for 7 or so years.
I bet. And now you're interested in UFOs with this incredible work, The Alien Disclosure Deception. How did this happen for you?
Well, just to segue from the last thing I said, what I discovered working with the Covenants Initiative movement is there are forces in the world that are attempting to destroy all the religions. And one of the things they do is they turn the religions against each other.
Right.
And since at the same time I've been writing about UFOs since 2001, and I'm looking at UFO documentaries and things like this, particularly the Netflix documentary Top Secret UFO Projects Declassified, which is very revealing. And you see there is a hatred of religion. They say, hey, the religions are old hat. They're going to disappear. The UFOs and the UFO aliens are going to be our new prophets and our new gods. And it's because why? Because they created us. God did not create us. We are the lab rats of the aliens who are created by genetic engineering. So obviously all the religions that believe in God are out the window. And I realized, wait a minute, this is a massive attack on all the religions on Earth. So, that's how what I was doing with the Covenants of the Prophets, connected with what I'm now doing with the Alien Disclosure Deception.
And this deception, of course, is absolutely real, isn't it?
Well, I would say so. When people talk about deception, they think, well, you know, are there fake UFO landings? Or, and there may be, but, you know, are they fake UFO landings? You know, are alien abductions real, or are these staged by the CIA and all this? That's not it. That's not it at all. I'm going to just read a real short thing, which will sort of give the keynote for everything, and then I can relax. So,
all right.
a couple of principles. Principle one, elements of the UFO disclosure movement are actually part of a government cover-up the movement exists to expose, as witness all these so-called whistleblowers from the military and the CIA. Principle two, the real deception has nothing to do with fake UFO appearances, landings, and abductions, or with any attempt to either deny the reality of UFOs or establish it. The real deception has to do with the use of the UFO phenomenon by the social engineers to transform collective perception and belief. Large elements of the present disclosure movement have emerged as what has been called a controlled opposition. The heavy military and CIA presences in the disclosure movement make it clear to me, if to no one else, that it is a widespread manipulation by the military and the CIA, which appears to have been going on for over 70 years. I believe that the top spies and the top brass, finding that they could neither explain nor control the UFO phenomenon, decided that the next best thing would be to use it to further their agenda of transforming the basic belief system of Western civilization from democracy and Christianity to transhumanism and Luciferian technocracy. They did this by publicly debunking UFOs while secretly leaking information supporting the reality of UFOs, information onto which they had artificially grafted at the beliefs they intended to inject into U.S. society through the subculture of UFO believers. They also made extensive use of science fiction cinema for the same purpose. The clearest evidence of this agenda, which was probably first posited by Jacques Vallée in Messengers of Deception, appears in the innumerable absurd, contradictory, and frankly impossible claims made by various UFO whistleblowers. So that's where basically my basic thesis, and there's a lot more to it than that.
And what are your thoughts of Jacques Vallée, the ufologist?
Well, he's the best ufologist.
He's out there.
And I can't fault him for not taking certain steps that I have taken because, you know, he's a scientist. You know, and my basic paradigm is religion. His basic paradigm is science. And coming from that direction, he's done better than anybody else. I mean, he's the one that really scoped out the whole UFO phenomenon by saying there are three basic elements in it. Were physical phenomena, psychic phenomena, and human deception activity. And he said all three of those exist. And it's rare that another researcher will actually put all those together. People will concentrate on one or the other. Well, I think it's all human deceptions. Well, it's psychic, it's interdimensional, it's paranormal. No, it's physical. And the difficulty is to put those three elements together in the right way. And if you do, you'll get a global picture of what the phenomenon is. If you don't put them together in the right way, or if you just concentrate on one or two of them, then you'll be led down a blind alley.
Absolutely. He is one of the best. What do you think of what's going on with the government forming another group to investigate UFOs, what they call unidentified aerial phenomena?
Well, so I'm not surprised. Maybe they have to because I don't know.
Is
I don't
it
know
a front?
What ATIP was or if we're getting a real story about that, and maybe they want to start clean. I don't know what they're up to. It would be a good thing if they were investigate it and tell us what they're finding. But I have little hope that something like that is going to be free of a social engineering agenda. You know,
Charles Upton with us. His latest book is called The Alien Disclosure Deception. It's available. It came out in October, didn't it?
Yeah, yes, it did.
And it's a darn good one. Now, you just mentioned the social engineering program that you believe is out there. Did something happen where you spotted this and figured out, hey, there's something going on here? What was it that got you?
Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Ah, really?
I saw it and I went and I said, this is a mind control job. Are you kidding? You know, and then all of my hippie compatriots, I said, hey, man, this is a CIA thing, man. This got to be, you know. And they said, oh, no, this is real. And this is what's going to happen because this is it, you know. And I said, oh, okay. So I bided my time. And then I read a very, very interesting trilogy by Peter Lavenda called
Yes.
Sinister Forces, a Grimoire of American Political Witchcraft. And one of the things he said in there is a fringe physicist by the name of Jack Sarfati, actually, who was the one who introduced Uri Geller, I believe, to the Stanford Research Institute. And he introduced Geller as well to Steven Spielberg. So I said, wow. And of course, you know, Sarfati and the Stanford Research Institute was deeply involved with many intelligence agencies in things like remote viewing, and they were studying psychic powers of Uri Geller. I've just been in contact with both of these guys recently, never before, Geller and Sarfati, you know, very strange.
I like Geller. Geller's been on our program a couple times, Charles.
Well, yeah, you know. It was interesting to... to get a little something from him. And anyway, so I'm saying, okay, so maybe Spielberg is in the loop of the social engineering program. And then it goes further where, you know, Edward Snowden, you know, came out with a lot of emails from and to John Podesta and the mm-hmm. Hillary Clinton campaign.
Right.
You know, which I think he got off the NSA website. They're now available through WikiLeaks. And I went into those, and I typed in Steven Spielberg, and there he was. And what it was is Tom DeLonge of the To the Stars Academy was talking to the Hillary campaign and to Podesta and saying, and they were all talking about UFOs, right? And I was saying, well, and then the next guy we ought to have at our next meeting is Spielberg. I'll try to get him, you know. So I said, okay. How many years ago did I say, whoa, this is a mind control job? And you know, the evidence over, you know, decades came in, and I think I was right.
And when you say social engineering program, what exactly is that?
This means a work by you know, well-trained people to change the belief systems and the modes of perception and the morality of an entire society, which includes also changing the economics and everything mm-hmm. like this. But the social engineering part that I understand is it's working on the collective mind, the collective psyche, to change how we think, to change, you know, what our basic assumptions are. And it is often done over a long period of time. It's done mostly covertly. It's done according to the Fabian socialist model. The Fabian socialist, I mean, the Marxists say, you know, armed revolution, you know, dictatorship of the proletariat. The Fabian socialists say, if you do that, you'll just get a lot of pushback, and it won't last, which is what we saw with the Soviet Union. So they said, we have to do it slowly over a long period of time with, you know, and just basically by attrition. We wear down society by propaganda and by... also, you know, deceptive activities and staged events and whatever it takes to change people's view. And this is what's been going on around UFOs and a lot of other things since at least the end of World War II.
Is it being done with or without government's approval?
Oh, it is a government thing. But when you say government, you don't know what you mean. Are you talking about Congress? Are you talking about the present
right.
president?
Or the military? Or some
or
hidden secret thing?
It's probably more centered around the intelligence communities and also, you know, people in the corporate world. You know, I don't have the names, you know, exactly. Robert Bigelow comes to mind, you know.
I just had Bob on the show.
Well, anyway, I don't know that any particular person could be accused of social engineering. And in fact, there are some people who think social engineering is a good thing, and they're doing it for an altruistic purpose. We want to change people's beliefs for the better. You know, so I'm not just saying these are all conscious villains, although there are plenty of conscious villains among them.
I mean, do you think the UFO phenomena is real?
Entirely real.
Okay, it's not made up.
Okay, the way to look at it is I've got it worked out. It's a little, how fast can I make this? So about those three elements that Jacques Vallée talks about. Okay, now they're different. We have to put those together. We will see what the phenomenon is. Now, if we just look at the physical and alone, we would say, well, these are astronauts from other planets. Okay, if we look at the psychic alone, we say that this mental illness or this is some kind of mind control making people see these things. If we look at the deception activities alone, we will imagine that all of these appearances or most of them are hoaxes. That's not going to work. We have to work with all three elements. Now, if we put the physical and the deceptive together, we will say, well, you know, these are staged events. If we put the physical and the psychic together, we'll say, well, these are examples of mind control. Those don't work very well. They might explain some phenomena, but they don't explain the whole thing. But if you put the physical and the psychic together, then you say, ah, these are the beings who are called by Muslims the jinn, and, you know, they're called fairies, and the Christians consider them to be demons, and, you know, it's a particular class of beings, and they have they are essentially subtle plane, or as we call it, say today, interdimensional beings, but they have the power of temporary materialization. They can materialize temporarily. They can affect physical reality, but they don't really live here, right? They live just next door. Now, once you see that's who the UFO aliens are, then you can say, well, what's these deception activities going on, you know?
Right.
Well, there are two, I believe, reasons for the deception. One is, like I say, to use the phenomenon of UFOs. If you develop a myth of what UFOs are, and then let's say the myth that they are our creators, the aliens created us, you can see the myth pretty well worked out in that Netflix documentary, Top Secret UFO Projects Declassified. It's all there in one place, which is very convenient. And if the myth is established in people's minds, then every time there's a phenomenon like a UFO appearance or abduction or something, these seem to in people's minds to corroborate to prove the reality of that myth. So, you know, once the myth is there, then whatever happens, you know, feeds that myth. That's one thing. That's one level. But there's another level. The jinn have always been interacted with by human beings who are called magicians, which we can see in the case very, very clearly in the case of Jack Parsons, for example. Right. That's what he was doing, and he didn't hide it. So magicians interact with the jinn or with what Christians call demons. And one of the ways to invoke beings according to the laws of magic is through what's called sympathetic magic. You imitate something in order to make it appear. So certain UFO deceptions or fake UFO appearances may, I'm not sure of this, but may be acts of sympathetic magic in order to further invoke these beings who are essentially the jinn.
All right, hold on for a second, Charles. We've had a break. We'll come back and talk more. Charles Upton with us on Coast to Coast AM. The alien disclosure deception, Charles Upton with us. We're going to take calls with Charles next hour here on Coast to Coast. Lots more to talk with him about when we come back. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with Charles Upton, his book, The Alien Disclosure Deception. Charles, what is the most important thing you want people to grasp from the book, The
Alien Disclosure? I want people to grasp some concrete instances of deception. Instead of talking about it in the abstract, let's look at actual instances here. Okay, four of these are taken from that really useful documentary from Netflix, top secret UFO projects declassified. Okay, now what do we have? We have totally absurd stories that could not be true. We have the story told by Colonel Philip J. Corso of when at the time he was at Fort Riley, and according to him, there was a special shipment came in and we went to the warehouse, and since he was the duty officer, he started poking around in there to find out what was so special about this shipment. And he opened, this is the story he tells in that documentary, he opened a regular wooden packing crate at random, and what should he find? An alien corpse. No attempt to preserve it, no hermetically sealed temperature-controlled coffin, no guard, and, picking a random wooden packing crate, flips it open, there's an alien corpse.
Great luck, now, right?
How likely is that?
Pretty remote.
Pretty remote. So that's an absurd story, and you do know these guys are laughing at us. They think we're idiots and we'll believe anything. There's another one. Rob Mercer tells a story he's reading a classified advertisement in his paper, and it says, top secret documents available to anyone who wants to take them off my hands, come on over. So he's an employee of Wright-Patterson Air Base. So he goes to this guy's house, and in the garage are all these documents. What are they? They are supposedly all of the reports that were excluded from Project Blue Book, but this guy just has them. He says, no charge. Just I got to clean out the garage. I got room for other stuff. Just take them off my hands. He says, okay, sure. Now, how likely is that?
You understand? It was probably the world's greatest scam to clean out his garage.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, it's right. Yeah. I mean, if I could say that a lot of the junk in this house is really paranormal or secret, then people would come and take it off my hands.
Come get
quickly.
It. That's
I'm not
right.
going to do that. But look, this is ridiculous. These stories could not be true. Anybody who would make those documents available to anybody in the public through a classified ad would get at least the men in black, if not getting disappeared. You don't do that with
right.
classified documents that you've stolen from an airbase you used to work on. Ridiculous! Give me a break.
So why do it in the first place? What do they want?
They want us not to look at what they're doing. They want us to go down rabbit holes that are of absurdity.
Is it a sleight of hand, Charles?
Yes, it is. Okay, those are two, and there are other. Now you look at that documentary, and you have first, terrible stories of UFO abductions are told by of course Travis Walton. Everybody knows about his awful experience, which was, traumatized him for life. And, and there's someone else. I'm looking for it here.
Fire in the Sky with Travis.
Yeah, Fire in the Sky. And then someone else tells a terrible, horrible story. Terry Lovelace of being abducted. And then this is in the documentary. In the same documentary, Alejandro Rojas comes forward. Alejandro Rojas and says, "Well, the interesting thing is that there have been people. No one has ever had a negative experience with the UFOs." And the documentary tells stories of pursuing jets being shot down by UFOs.
But yeah, exactly.
They're entirely peaceful. No one's ever had a bad experience.
Or people have disappeared in little airplanes.
Yeah, right. So what is this? An obvious total contradiction. Horrible stories are told and then flipped. But nothing bad has ever gone on. Well, or another one, which is, we all know, fleet of UFOs appeared over the Capitol building in 1952
right.
in D.C., and they're appearing like crazy. They come and supposedly send emissaries to us, to give us important messages about the fate of humanity. They want to be seen. They want to get through to us. When they appear in the sky, they do incredible acrobatics to get our attention. Everybody knows this.
There are pictures in the newspaper.
We get to Richard Dolan, who breezily says, I'm quoting here exactly, he says, they are secretive. They are covert. They don't want to be known. So that's something that, which would make me wonder, why are they secret? Now, this is ridiculous. I mean, you know, and it's contradicted by the rest of the documentary.
I got to get you on a panel with all these folks.
Oh, yeah. Because what we need to do when we run into some kind of contradiction like this, an absurd story that could no way by any stretch of the imagination be true, or a contradiction that's thrown flat in your face, we need to say, okay, Mr. Dolan, you know, could you explain this? You know, Senor Rojas, could you explain this? This does not make sense to me, at least. We'll give you an opportunity to explain this a little further because this doesn't make sense.
But are you saying that some of these investigators are part of the government deception?
Of course they are.
Or are they just going down the wrong rabbit hole?
Obviously they are. How many people, how long can we believe that people, now these people aren't associated with the CIA, but we always, why do we believe that the CIA and the military presence in the disclosure movement is all whistleblowers who have gone against their own superiors at great risk to themselves and come forward to help us know the truth because they're tired of lying? That is absurd. Obviously, they're working for, you know, if the movement is full of the CIA and the military, it is being run by the CIA and the military. End of story.
The big question again, though, Charles, is what do they want to gain from this?
What they want to do is impose a change of belief upon the American people. And the two of the big elements of the change of belief are, one, they want to debunk and delegitimize religion, and number two, they want to legitimize transhumanism. Because if the UFO aliens created us, look, you know, we might resist all being turned into cyborgs. If we thought it came from just a few mad scientists on Earth, we would say, sorry, no thank you. But if we're are told, hey, this is coming from the cosmos, man. This is coming from our original creators who have been guiding a revolution and tinkering with our DNA from day one, you know, and now we've graduated to the point where we can become, you know, full-fledged members of the Galactic Federation, the full-fledged cyborg robot Borgs, you know, and we'll buy it because it's a kind of religion. You know, if you start to believe in that and give your faith to that, you will go for it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, remember the movie Contact, all those people out in the desert?
Yeah.
I mean, just bowing down to this. But what happens when the real visitations continue to become public and well-known, and they mix with some of these fraudulent ones?
Well, I'm not saying they're fraudulent visitations. The great majority of the visitations are real.
Okay.
There might be a few, you know, trick landings and trick abductions, but that's a very small, that's negligible.
So they're using the real ones to manipulate us.
Yeah, they're using the real ones. These things keep coming, and they say, well, we can't control this, and we can't predict this, but we can't attach our own mythology to this, so it will work for us. See, that's what they're doing.
And what can you do to continue to get the word out about this?
Well, everybody should buy my book and tell their friends to read my book. But people need to get into the habit of looking at statements. Oh, there's also things like you will have a word in some document, or a word and image will be opposed to each other. In the documentary Area 51, there's something where it says, here you see the image coming in from the top right, whereas the image is actually coming in from the bottom left, something like this. So we said, what? You know, there's a technique that everybody should look for. It's called unconscious contradiction. If two totally contradictory pieces of data can be projected at you at the same time, or even, you know, not at the same time, let's say at the same time, then, and you don't notice it and it isn't pointed out, then you are hypnotized. Your critical faculties are stunned. You can no longer, you know, decide what's true or false. You just become totally receptive and highly suggestible. So watch for unconscious contradictions, things like that. One contradiction is the whole idea The government is trying to debunk the reality of UFOs, hide them, you know, saying there's nothing here, there's nothing here to see, all of this. And yet, General Douglas MacArthur, speaking to the cadets at West Point in 1962, told them that they needed to prepare for a war between a united humanity and the sinister forces of some other planetary galaxy.
Yep, I remember that.
Now, this is not debunking UFOs. This is not that the government is trying to hide UFOs. All along, they've been saying the UFOs are real, but they haven't come right out and said it. They just sprinkle it along. Now, in 2021, they came out and said it. But that itself shows to me that the will of the government has not been simply to hide this. The will of the government has been to use this and, you know, to change people's consciousness and to control their actions.
You wrote a book in 2001 called The System of the Antichrist.
System of Antichrist, yes.
Does this have anything to do with what we're talking about tonight? Is there a tie-in there?
I think so, yeah. I think, you know, there are writers that I respect.
There's something demonic going on here, Charles.
Yeah, it is demonic. It's demonic. Unfortunately, this is the time where the Luciferian aspect of the ruling elites is coming front and center. At
Full
the same
force.
Time as various, you know, Satanist groups and churches are trying to gain legitimacy, you know, it's all coming out of the closet now.
Is religion doing anything to kind of quell this?
Not what I would hope. They're not looking in this direction. They are a lot of religious people are complacent / terrified. You know, there's a kind of complacency which is really unconscious fear. Say, oh, this won't affect me. You know, what you're really feeling is, you know, it's already too late. We can't do anything. They need to face it more directly. On the other hand, there is, and I wish I knew his name. I can't remember his name. There's a Sufi sheikh who's talking about this kind of stuff, who's a Naqshbandi sheikh, and you just look at Alien Jinn on YouTube and you will find him. And there's also an Orthodox Christian, Father Spiridon, who has written a book about this kind of thing. He's talking about this. So some religious leaders have understood that this is a demonic thing. But by and large, that's not the way the religions, you know, writ large, have been looking. You know, I hope that will change. I hope we can do something to change that, because truly, this is an attack on all the religions that believe in God. And what the temptation is we're being tempted to renounce the human form. That's the last temptation. And what's interesting about that is that's also the last surah of the Quran, which is basically against that temptation. Now, I'm going to read that to you.
All right.
In Arabic, it goes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Kul a'uzu bi rabbin nas, malikin nas, ilahin nas, min shar al-waswasil khan nas, alazi yuas wi. We see Sudurin Nasi Min al Janati Wan Nas. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, say, I take refuge in the Lord of mankind, the King of mankind, the God of mankind, from the evil of the sneaking whisperer who whispereth in the hearts of mankind, of the jinn and of mankind. And I take that as saying, essentially, stay human. Because, you know, if we don't know what a human being is, we don't know what a privileged position human beings occupy. We think that if we, get chips implanted in our brain, or if we go into the metaverse and never come out again, so what? It's just the next thing. You know, if you're not human anymore, human wasn't so important anyway, was it?
Who concocted the scheme?
Well, who are these people? I mean,
somebody had to come up with a grand idea.
Yeah, it's the people that René Guénon, in The Reign of Quantity and the Signs of the Times, called the counter-initiation. And he saw these as, in his time, these were secret societies that were dedicated to destroying religion and to destroying even the esoteric and mystical groups within, like Sufism, within the world religions.
All at the same time, just wipe them all out.
Well, they're working on it, you know, over a long period of time, you know, having some success here and not so much success there, and they're working, they're feeling, they're trying out how to do it. The weird thing is, once they win, what have they got? Once they win, what have they got? They don't have a world because the world has been trashed. And no human being can profit from the destruction, the deconstruction of the human form. You can't turn everybody else into robots and then expect your humanity is going to be intact. And they may not even want their humanity to be intact. See, this is what evil is. Evil is absurd. You know,
probably don't have the game plan for the long term.
Well, the game plan for the long term comes essentially from Lucifer. You know, he wants to destroy God's creation and God's, you know, vice regent upon earth, which is humanity, because he's the great party pooper. He made the wrong decision at the beginning of time or before time began, and he's been kicking himself ever since, but he doesn't want to admit how stupid he was.
Charles, we're going to take a break. We're at the top of the hour, but we're going to come back and chat more and take phone calls with you next on Coast to Coast AM. Charles Upton with us. His book is called The Alien Disclosure Deception. His website, linked up at coasttocoastam.com.